Things are changing at Comcast Channel 11. For more information or to get involved, visit bcac.tv. We are in our pledge drive, and this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Sue Hildebrand, thorough coverage on Prop 64 with more to come. If you support that sort of radio, if you support thorough, objective, active radio, give us a call at 895-0131. Bill, are there
goodies,
some
man? I'm looking at the stuff out there with envy, man. There's some envious gifts that we're giving to folks that are making pledges this evening. I particularly like the hoodies, man. $75 pledge. And probably my favorite T-shirt that I've seen people floating around with is the neon T-shirt.
That is an amazing T-shirt. The neon KZFR.
They came up with it. It's the neon that hangs up here in the studio. We just got that about a year ago. We got hats. We got concert tickets. We got some fun, man.
Oh, thank you. Those are thank you gifts when you call. 895-0131. Join the other people that have called. We're well over halfway to our goal, and I have a feeling we could beat it tonight.
We can do it if you call in. We can hit $1,000 if you give us a call at 530-895-0131.
Support community radio.
We're going to take... We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, I have Jessica McKenzie in the studio with me, who is the executive director of the Inland Cannabis Farmers Association. I know this. I have had Jessica on this show. She is amazing, and she's going to help us think through the yes on 64 arguments versus the no on 64 arguments. So don't go away. We're going to come right back. I have a little Willie for you, but you can give us a call, 530-895-0131.
Keep those calls coming.
You're having a good time. Hey, all of these artists have one thing in common. We've all ended up on Willie's bus after the show, and me and my buddy Scott Emmerich wrote a song about it. I think y'all can figure it out.
I always heard that his herb was top shelf. Lord, I just could not wait to find out for myself.
Well, don't knock it till you tried it. I've tried it, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
A hard lesson in a small Texas town.
He fired up a fat boy and he passed him around.
And the last words I spoke before they took me in.
I may discount bungee jump, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. Party's all over before it began. Now you can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend, but I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. Let's go down to Texas, y'all.
Now we're passing the guitar, telling good jokes.
I could tell one was coming, cause I'm smelling smoke.
No, I do not partake, I just let it pass by.
With a grin and a great contact high. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. But you can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Yeah. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Hey, join the other callers and support community radio at 895-0131. Support Sue Hildebrand and the Real Issue. Tonight, this great coverage on marijuana, Prop 64. I imagine we might be talking about L. And this is just amazing coverage. She is so thorough. And you enjoy this kind of thorough coverage, give us a call at 895-0131 and join the other people who have contributed toward our $1,000 goal.
Yeah, we're getting close to 1,000. We need to, what we need to do as a station is hit 5,000 tonight. And we're getting there. We're getting closer and closer and closer. But your call right now will certainly help. I actually think to reach our goal for the day, we need about, 1,700.
Hey, phones ringing, we got another
phones
call.
Ringing. Phones ringing. Calls ringing. Phones ringing right now, 895-0131. But for this particular show, we only need, less than $500. So we need $430. So give us a call.
You know what's kind of cool, man, is, you know, you're in here, you're doing the program, and you got to do so many different things. This isn't so cool. The blue light goes off, and you don't have to pick it up.
I know.
Our callers pick it up.
I know.
Take your pledges.
They're here. I know. If you call right now, you can talk to Rafiki, the funkiest funky funk guy I ever met. What a guy. And right here in our community, Funky Rafiki. So give us a call, 895-0131.
Give us a call. Support community radio. Support the Real Issue. Support your radio station.
People Power Radio.
895-0131. All right. So we continue with our conversation on California Prop 64, but we also want to get another perspective of legalizing recreational use of marijuana. And we want to also look at Butte County Measure L, which addresses cannabis cultivation. Joining me in the studio, the indefatigable Jessica McKenzie. I actually practiced using that word today. Indefatigable. Jessica McKenzie. She's the executive director of the Inland Cannabis Farmers Association. Thanks so much for being here tonight. It's always nice to see you.
Oh, it's always fun to be here. Thanks so much, Sue.
Well, you sat in the first time, from the very first interview. And again, the name of the show, of course, is called The Real Issue. And the goal is always to say, okay, through all of the noise and the smoke and the mirrors, what's the real issue here? And so we invited yes on 64 and no on 64. And I couldn't quite get it. So, Jessica McKenzie, what's the real issue on 64?
You know, it's a great question, and honestly, I don't know that I have an answer or the answer, and maybe there isn't one specific answer. I think it's important to get back to what's the point. What's the point of any law or regulation about cannabis or decriminalizing cannabis? It's to make sure that people are no longer arrested and put in jail for it. At the fundamental foundation, that's what we're trying to accomplish. I found myself listening to Andrew and nodding my head a lot.
You know,
Yes, absolutely, yes. And then Jason, was it?
Jason Kinney.
Same thing, not as much, you know, but same thing. There are points that he makes that are valid. I think the difficulty is the fact that it's a 62-page initiative that is crammed full of so many different bits and pieces that it's really hard for the average person to dig through it and make sense of it. So, for example, one of the things that Jason said was, actually, let me back up a minute. One of the things that growers or local small family farm are concerned about is this notion of giant corporate takeovers.
Yes, yes.
And one of the things that Jason said was, well, no, there's protections built in. The state may, the state can, not the state will.
Right.
So there is this sense of trust. When have we ever seen enough that we would be willing to trust that the state may inhibit and may deny, but may not.
Right.
So that doesn't reassure that, I don't think.
Right.
I fundamentally have a problem with anything that calls itself legalization if anybody can still be convicted of a misdemeanor in any way, shape, or form, simply for smoking, owning, trading, whatever. I fundamentally have a sidestep. It takes me a little bit off into the, I don't trust that mode. But honestly, I don't know. I don't. I mean, I really wish I did. It just makes me nuts. I find let me back up and say, what do I wish would happen?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's what I wish would happen. I wish we weren't in this position. I wish we didn't have to decide this November. because this is not going to get fixed. It's not going to be fair and just and equitable and solve all the problems until all 50 states allow cannabis consumption and commerce equally.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is the fact that you can grow something in one state, run it across the border into another state, and sell it for an inflated price that is going to keep this crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It is the end of prohibition, and until the end of prohibition is nationwide, we're going to have a black market. Now, there's things you can do locally to diminish your own black market, but it's going to continue. So, where does that leave me? I don't even know. I can talk myself into the weeds on this one with no problem whatsoever. But a couple of just kind of random points, because there are so many moving parts to
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
So many moving parts.
That's the thing. It's like, how do we get rid of the distractions, and
yes.
what's the real issue? And I don't know. So what are
some
of
them? Well, it is because all of them are in one bucket. I'd like to see us have like 7 initiatives so we could be talking about the different pieces of this.
Oh, my God. We already have 18.
Oh, I know. It won't happen. It's okay.
Right.
We're all safe. But I mean, just from a hypothetical. So we talk about things like driving, right? That's something that I think ought to be addressed separately, because once again, Jason was talking about what will be, not what is.
Yes.
He was talking about things that will come into play.
Right.
And just as an aside, and I know I can be very tangential, so you can rein me in anytime you want to.
Okay.
But let's just talk about things like statistics, which is what people like to use to bandy about back and forth when we have these complex issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. People will say, cannabis consumption has gone up in Colorado. Colorado's had legal cannabis long enough that you'd think we'd have enough statistics that they've captured that we could learn some stuff.
Yeah.
And they have.
Yeah.
But here's the downfall. Cannabis consumption has gone up because more adults now, when you ask them, do you use cannabis, say yes. But what's the real answer?
Yeah,
are more people using it, or are more people willing to say yes when asked the question?
They're admitting it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you try and rely upon statistics to make all these various arguments, you have to understand that statistics can be... It matters what they where they come from, and it matters what's behind them, and they can be used to support almost any position.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Well, let me jump in here really quickly, Jessica McKenzie. I have Karen and Desi out answering the phones, and they would love to hear from you. We are up to $820, and we're trying to reach 1,000. We have about, 16 minutes left or something.
Wow, I can't believe it that the calls were just flooding in there for a minute. We got a little break. Why don't you give us a call right now? We got open lines, 895-0131. We got another monthly sustainer. Oh,
right on.
And we need this sort of thing. And hey, and you got this is a great interview. Show us you support this kind of radio. Give us a call at 895-0131.
Yeah, show us that you support community radio as well as public affairs programming. These issues affect us. This is not, you know, national radio where it sometimes it affects us and sometimes it doesn't. Our programming almost always affects us very directly. 895-0131. So Jessica McKenzie, one of the things that I want to ask you about is there seems to be this split between growers about do growers want to support Prop 64. Some say yes, some say no. And I don't know how to pick through what's true. And so if you can explain to us, because you're in the thick of it, what's that split?
Trust. Honestly, trust at base. Now, I'm not as well-versed or steeped as either of these two gentlemen in the details, but at the end of the day, regulation is here. Regulation came with MCRSA, which was passed in October of last year. That's regulation for medical cannabis, but all that comes after that is simply expanding it sideways into you don't have to have a recommendation from a doctor. So regulation is here. We can't go back on that. The question in a lot of growers' minds is how does regulation going to affect their ability to continue to earn a living in an industry that they have committed their lives, their families, their properties, their souls to? They believe in this plant.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in this plant in a way far beyond what the average, oh, they just like to get stoned remark would imply. These are people who were like the residuals of the Back to the Earth movement. They care about being good stewards of the land. This is their sacrament. In a very, very real sense. And they're in it for the patients. They're in it for what it can provide for the patients. And what they feel is, as the specter of corporate takeover arises, they fear that all of that will be lost. These are the people who developed the genetic material. Mm. These are the people who have created this industry with their sweat in the gray or black areas, mm-hmm. under threat of losing family and losing freedom and losing property. They have persevered. And for them to trust that government is going to open it up and regulate it and take care of them, that doesn't fly with all of them. Some of them do, some of them don't. MCRSA, we had the cottage bill passed recently. That was a step. That was absolutely a step. That was something that said that someone who wanted to have a small business under 2,500 square feet could actually integrate vertically and not have to go through the distributor model, which has been proposed or which has been passed into law by MCRSA. So that's another thing that protects those small family farmers. The fear is that with 64 and the mega licenses that could come even 5 years down the road, that they could get swept aside. And trusting that the government will look out for them when in the past two decades the government has done anything but look after them,
that's right,
is a tough leap for people.
Right. Right. It's interesting. What is the real issue? We're still searching. Well, let's get to an easier one. I'm seeing signs all over the place. Butte County, Measure L. Measure L, it seems like pretty straightforward. All it would do, you vote yes on L and it passes, and we roll back the existing Board of Supervisors passed regulation on cultivation. So remind us, what is currently in place that Measure L would roll back?
So MCRSA, instead of Measure L, MCRSA, the state law that was passed in October, put forth a licensing and regulatory schema that cities and counties can use, should they wish to oversee and regulate from plant to patient. What Measure L does is said, let's do that, because getting a state license is a dual licensing structure. In order to get a state license, one must have a local license first. And if you cannot get a local license in your city or county, you cannot get a state license. We have been trying to work with the Board of Supervisors for over a year to acknowledge that MRSA fundamentally changed the playing field. Now that there is this licensing framework, we need to have a licensing framework in Butte County for those self-same, over 5,000 farmers who want to, some of them will, some of them won't, but for those who do want to come out into the light and to get a state license and to be regulated by the water board, by the state, they need a licensing structure in Butte County that they can participate in. And we do not have one. What we have in Butte County is simply personal cultivation, the ubiquitous grow your own. There's so much wrong with grow your own, but that's what it is. And it says you can have a 10 by 10 box on most properties, outside of the cities, of course, because it's a county measure. So that only affects 33% of the population that don't live in one of the five incorporated cities in the county.
And so what does the, I'm certain, I have no doubt that you have approached the Board of Supervisors and said MCRS has fundamentally changed the playing field and we need to roll back these regulations. And so what has been the reaction of the board?
This gets more into the weeds of 64.
Oh no.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go for it.
Predominantly what we hear is, let's wait until November and see what happens. And when I say back, okay, cannabis is legal in the state of California. Cannabis cultivation and commerce has been provided with the framework to regulate itself as of October of 2015. What is it that we're going to learn in November of 2016 that has any impact on whether we should or should not roll back those regulations? And I don't really get an answer. And I believe that the answer is, and this is where a lot of people want to vote for 64, holding their noses the whole time. You said it. As California goes, so goes the nation. There are people who believe that once that it will be interpreted, the outcome of 64 will be interpreted either as a vote for cannabis or against cannabis. It's a gross oversimplification.
Right, absolutely.
Absolutely. There are so many people who are against 64, not because they're against cannabis, but because they think this is the wrong way to do it. you're right. The vast majority of the population wants it legalized. Actually, you know what they want? They want it ordinary. They want to get away from adversarial politics about
right.
cannabis and just have it be ordinary
right.
stuff, unimportant stuff.
Right.
Patients can get their medicines and trust it, which goes back to the whole grow your own. Grow
yeah.
your own is a red herring. It is a red herring. Think about it. If only 33% of the people even live in places where they can grow their own in the county, is growing a single plant in your backyard the answer to your medicinal need?
Oh,
no, it's not.
That's not terrible.
What if I get sick right after harvest and it's not, I can't grow anything. I can't actually get a crop to come out, a plant to mature for 10 months. It's just such an incredible red herring. The future of cannabis medicine profoundly is not smoking bud. It's not. And growing your own means you want to, you're capable of it, you have the talent to.
Exactly.
And oh, by the way, what we understand more and more about medicine as it evolves, cannabis medicine, is that there are different mixtures, different compounds, different ratios of the various sub-chemicals within cannabis that are appropriate to different conditions, different symptoms, and different diseases. You have to have high THC to treat cancer. You have to have high CBD to treat epilepsy. What the future is are tinctures and compounds that are formulated, I think is the correct word, just like in pharmacies, a formulated solution for a specific condition, disease, or symptom.
Mm-hmm.
Grow your own is just a red herring to make them feel like they're giving patients fair, just access. They're not.
Jessica McKenzie, you bring up a really important point there where you said, you know, what people want is this to be ordinary. I mean, if I had to grow my own everything, I would starve to death. I mean, that's what community is that I'm a good gardener. I'm a terrible vegetable gardener. So if you want to come and relax in my garden, all are welcome. But if you want to come eat at my house, you better bring food. So I'm good at some things, but I'm not good at everything. And so I think that's really interesting that we do treat medicine from this plant very differently than we treat medicine from other places. That's the real issue. We found it.
I think it's important to protect the right of patients to grow their own should they wish to. I don't want
right,
to pretend
sure.
like I want to take that away
sure.
from anybody. But I want to be able to go to a pharmacy, which is what dispensaries are.
Right.
I want to get advice on what's appropriate for my condition or my symptom or my disease. I want to have choices and guidance. And I don't get that from, you know, going down and trying to grow myself something.
And so just as a reminder, we are the first day of our pledge drive. We are so close to hitting our $1,000 mark. We just need another caller or two to put us right over the edge. But I do want to give us a call at 895-0131. We have just about 6 minutes left. Maybe you'll be that caller to put us right over the edge. Call now, 895-0131. I do want to put a very, very deep heartfelt thank you to Paul and Ginger and Tim and Sterling and Anonymous. Boy, that's a strange name to give your kid, Anonymous. Jessica, Rebecca, Bob, and George. Thank you so much. I have Desi and I have Karen, Desi and Karen out there answering phones. So give them a call, 895-0131. And Captain Hondo is out there. They would love to hear from you. And you might be the caller that puts us right over that $1,000 mark. We are inching closer and closer to $5,000 for our day total. And I just love always having Jessica McKenzie in the studio with me. So Jessica, who, just to point out, she's the executive director of the Inland Cannabis Farmers Association. Jessica, I don't want you to share with us how you're going to vote, but what could be in that? What do you need to know more about in order to make your decision? Where are you still struggling?
I am a centrist and I am a pragmatist. And honestly, when it comes to 64, I think if I vote for it, It's because I believe that moving the conversation forward is better than not. That the impact that it will have on the country, perhaps, if California passes adult use, could be huge. It is that thing of consequences. I don't think it's a perfect, by any stretch, bill. By the way, I don't think when you're in uncharted waters that any legislation that comes out is going to be perfect. It's a question of whether I believe that we can make it better as time goes on,
mm-hmm.
or whether it's worth the risk of saying, no, let's wait for another. I wish that this was on the ballot in 2018. That's what I wish. I wish we could have 2 extra years to get MCRSA implemented. But since we don't, since it is on the ballot, and people will interpret a no vote as being the voters of California rejecting adult use, right?
Yeah.
And I am so passionate about making sure that does not happen, I may choose to vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
What I will vote yes on is Measure L. Because Measure L points to all the protections provided by the piece of legislation called the Medical Cannabis Regulatory and Safety Act passed by the California legislature last year, October of last year, which says y'all can keep your little personal grows, but let's treat this like a business. Let's open dispensaries where patients can go and know that what they're getting is safe and labeled and that they're buying what they think they're buying, and let's build the business behind that and let professionals grow it, manufacture it, test it, etc. I don't think it's a huge reach. I will be voting yes on that. I hope others will join me.
Jessica McKenzie, the executive director of the Inland Cannabis Farm Growers Association. I got that wrong again, didn't I? Farmers, growers. I know I should remember farmers, because that's your strategy, is to say this is agriculture. Agriculture should be considered and regulated in the same ways. So again, Jessica McKenzie, I love just hanging out with you and talking with you. So thanks for coming in. And as
always a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your wisdom. We have Sterling in the studio, one of my all-time favorite producers of The Real Issue. And so, Sterling, give us an update. Where are we? Are we getting close to reaching our goal?
We have met our goal. We have exceeded our goal. But it's not too late for you to call in and help us exceed it even more. We made over 1,000, and I think we can impress these people and make even more. Give us a call at 895-0131. Jessica, what a wonderful perspective, and those are the kind of voices I tune in to community radio to hear, and that's why I'm a community radio supporter. And give us a call. Show us that you love the News and Public Affairs. Show us that you love The Real Issue. Show us that you love Sue Hildebrand. Show us you love community radio and KZFR at 895-0131. Get that call in now. Be the last one to vote to call in on The Real Issue tonight.
And Sterling, I have to say, I am so impressed that we hit our $1,000 mark and exceeded it. We always welcome more, but I'm so amazed that we exceeded our goal when our program this evening was exactly the same time as the third presidential debate. I am blown away that people tuned in to KZFR Community Radio instead of watching the third presidential debate.
Well, in deference to our presidential candidates, I have to say I found this much more interesting. If you feel that way, give us a call with the other people that are calling right now at 895-0131.
And what I did, thank you so much, Sterling, and to everyone that called in, everyone that helped out. It really is a community effort. And I want to do go out. I sent out, if you want to check out my Facebook page, I put a call out today, only, you know, probably about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and said, hey, I'm doing a show on Prop 64. Give me some unique and rare songs that I can use for the program. And I got so many. And so this was one I had never heard before, Ika Mouse. And I listened to it and I thought, oh, what a sweet song. So I want to go out with this song. Quite a few people sent this suggestion, but I got so many. And so this program, as well as this radio station, is a community effort. And so if you like community radio, if you support community radio, locally produced public affairs, you have about Woo, 30 seconds more, and you can pledge your support to this particular show, 895-0131. And this song goes out to everybody that smokes a little ganja.